Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Ace's Pizza Month plus chickens, and Donnie Baker's on the show coming up right after this.
There's times when a man wants to sink his teeth into something that's so good, so unforgettably delicious, so darn tasty that denying him even one flavorful moment would be akin to stealing his horse or insulting his mother. That's why when I have a hankering for hearty, hunger-satisfying food, nothing better stand in my way.
Well, well, looky here. Somebody done left me a big plate of grub. Don't mind if I do.
Cowboy, you take one more step and touch these, and you're going to lose a lot more than just your reaching arm.
Aw, you're yellow. You ain't got to.
Wow.
Girl Scout cookies. It's what's for dinner.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, there's Josh Arnold.
Cheers.
Hello, there's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
My dude.
I'm Chick McGee, and in case you missed it, Ace is having a different pizza every day from the month of March.
That's not correct.
And here's
he's having pizza for every meal.
Every meal. Every
month of March.
Have you ordered one yet? Just got a regular pie?
I was going to do it this weekend.
Nice, man.
He was waiting for Tom's
pizza. You order pizza to be delivered to your house?
No, I pick it up.
I was going to say, I don't. Yeah.
What?
Cutting corners.
Come on, man. At least once this month, you got to let the pizza come to you.
No, there's no way. No.
Oh.
They overcharge or something.
They expect a tip. Ace, it's my money. I'm giving you pizza money. You, that would include a tip.
You don't know what a pizza costs these days.
Nobody's saying anything about inflation on pizza.
I'm paying for them. You have my permission to enjoy them and not think about the
price.
Who
was that candidate that lost the nomination because he didn't know how much a pizza cost in America? Who was that?
Is that a thing?
It was milk. I was just being silly.
Oh.
No, there was a...
Who was the milk person?
There was
Harvey?
Something like that. You're actually correct.
Very funny, Pat.
Harvey Milk. You said politician. He didn't just lose an election.
Yeah.
Wow, that's rough. Josh.
He not assassinated?
Yes, he was assassinated.
I wasn't making a joke.
Hey, he said, desperately trying to change the subject. Hey, Josh?
Yeah.
Shut up!
Okay. Thank you.
Chick, you big dummy, you say you're from Ohio, and I am, but you don't know about the Sauerkraut Festival in Waynesville, Ohio. Every October, they have sauerkraut ice cream.
They do. I'm a fan of sauerkraut, but that seems...
I'd like to have the ice cream concession right next to it. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, stuff that's edible. Coming up, we're trying to get an answer. Can a 20-year-old chicken lay eggs?
I've got a bit of an answer
it.
Here.
Oh,
please, Chris. And apparently, Pat, you said your thought is they go through what?
Henopause.
That's
much better than eggopause.
I think they're both very nice. Because the world record chicken is 20 years old. Can she?
I doubt it. Go ahead.
This is not 20. So, Christy, you may have a better answer. But Brian does let us know he has a Rhode Island Red. Those are very
nice. Those are very nice.
Yeah. Started laying for her ninth year.
Oh, yeah, lay, baby.
And two Wyandottes? I don't know how to pronounce this.
That's Wyandotte is how it's pronounced. It's
Thank you.
An obsidian, Ohio.
Okay, well, they're a chicken breed apparently also, and they're eight and still laying eggs.
That's very rare. According to this, the average age is 6 to 7 years of retirement, but many will lay eggs from 8 to 10 years.
Okay.
So the 20-year-old chicken, whose name is Peanut.
No way is she
lives in Michigan. Okay. And she's free range, I understand, because she's got dementia, has no idea where she is.
Is that how we're going to start referring to people, older people with dementia? No, she's free range.
Hey, I'll get that. Hello, Bob and Tom. Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you, sir?
Good. I hate to go on Mythbusters on you, but I know for a fact chickens can lay eggs at 20 years.
Really?
I swear to God, because I had some nuggets at a truck stop last week that had to come from a 20-year-old chicken.
Yeah, I swear to God. I hear you, brother.
Man, I'm so beat. I'm dragging ass today because yesterday we had to stay 3 hours late after work and take a CPR certification course.
Uh-huh.
I already got my GED. I don't need my master's. You know, I put in a full shift. Then I got to hang out for another 3 hours with Dixie at work free of charge. Man, if I wanted to hang out with Dixie from work after hours, I'd just join a food court. I swear to God.
Really?
They say we gotta take this stupid course in case somebody at work has a heart attack at work. Like, what are those odds? You know? I know someone who has a heart attack, it better be Tammy with the huge hammers and accounting. Because she's the only one in this entire place I'm willing to lock lips with. Yeah. I swear to God, man. I'll say it like this. If my boss Randy drops on the job, they better not look to me for help. I've already signed a DNR for him. You know? And you don't need to waste time calling 911. Just call Coroner, because if he's banking on me for help, Randy, you're going closed casket, and I'll say it right to your face. Oh, and they taught us how to use the defibrillator. Yeah. That's real smart. Hey, let's name the most important machine in a building something nobody can pronounce. I call it the Nikki Six, because basically it kickstarts your heart.
Yeah.
They was bragging about how this defibrillator is like it's smarter than us. You put it in place, it's like a crock pot. You just set it and forget it. Well, that's all good, except for I bet you $30 at Tweaker Kevin on the die press, he'll swipe the batteries and Cadillac converter off of by noon today. And how good can it be without its guts? You know, I go to all this trouble to take a stupid class. Get this. Now, I've got a report to HR because the Tammy I talked about, she got offended when I asked her if we could go back to her place so I could practice more chest compressions.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God, you can't even give a woman a compliment nowadays without it going all the way to HR.
Yeah.
And then they get all butthurt when I tried to show her that the carotid artery starts in the crouch. That's what God it does. Oh, Christy, I'll give you a lesson later.
Thank you. Very, very helpful.
Call it an AED. That makes it easier to say.
What's that now?
The defibrillator. It's an AED.
Too many triple initials. I can't keep up.
Can't keep up with an AED?
No.
What about ATM? You know what that is?
Yeah.
And not to get money. You know what we're talking about.
You know, see, ATM. There's the thing. You got conflicting. Same with, BBC?
Yeah.
It's not just the British Broadcasting Company. It's some porno thing you guys like to watch.
Big Black Sea.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with you? I mean, seriously.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and T-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
How many triple letter things do you think that you could, if I gave you
one? WWF always confused me as a kid. Hundreds. Or a younger person.
Well, WWF, they lost a court case. They had to change it.
WWE.
Because the word was it the
That's why they changed it?
The World, combined. The World Wildlife, whatever it is, Federation or Fund, owned that, and they made them swap it out.
Yep.
I never knew that. I thought it was just because they combined WWF and WWE and then just went with WWE.
No, stupid.
I am, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, look at Josh. Ace is laughing right in your face.
Well, he knows much more about the wrestling than I do. I just like to watch it.
Do we have the dunce cap with
study,
the headphones
on?
We
can... I don't see it anywhere over here.
Did you ever have a dunce cap when you were in school? Did they ever?
No.
No,
no, because
did you?
I didn't grow
did
up
you?
In the
20s
with the Ingalls on Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, no
I
kidding.
Didn't, grow up. How old? I know you're older than me, but I didn't think it was that much. Holy
hell. You did not have.
No, but I can remember seeing it on TV and thinking, yikes. Even as a kid, you're going, I don't know much about psychology. This is what happened to Charles Manson. You can't do that to a kid.
Put this cone on and sit
public
in the
humiliation for a first grader. They do it other ways anyway now. Can't help it. Pat, you have a tribute to CPR?
Yeah, yesterday was a little rough on me. We took a 3-hour class to be certified to give CPR. We learned the Heimlich and how to use an AED. I had a hard time paying attention since I'd been up since 4 a.m. But I listened to the teacher attentively. She told us how hard to pump and how much to count and when to blow. We attached these sticky pads to the dummy's heart. We were on our knees pumping furiously, and I had some pain in my chest. Now I'm the one who might need a jump start. I had a heart attack giving CPR to a mannequin. Ended up on a gurney somehow. Ironically, I was pumping hard to the beat of Staying Alive. Tell me, who's the big dummy now? I had a heart attack giving CPR to a mannequin, but at least I got my certificate.
Certificate. I loved it. No, yes, very good.
Thank you.
And is it not true that you're supposed to sing the song Staying Alive?
100 to 120.
It's the right
count.
Number of
yes.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, you can do Staying Alive.
It's not the way it goes at all.
Or Another One Bites the Dust.
Another
that
one,
was kind
yeah,
of
Queen.
Inappropriate.
Or you could do Baby Shark, which that
yeah,
one's going to stick
what
with
she
me.
Said. Baby Shark, do, Baby Shark.
And you pump to that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got to push hard, too. 2 inches into the chest, 2.5 inches.
Don't sing while you do it, though. Seems a little insensitive.
Yeah.
Tom, there's no one in my adult life that can describe a video better than you. So I'm going to show you guys this video that I just ran across on Twitter. This is, Tom, please start to explain. What do you see?
I see a fence. It looks like you're holding it.
Like a wrought
iron fence. Looks like it's about 7 to 8 feet high.
Yeah, it's pretty
and
high.
What's in front of it?
It looks like an alligator.
That's exactly right. Now,
is it on a paved surface?
It looks like he's laying on a road and he's up with his snout right at the wrought iron fence, I believe.
Yeah.
Wrought iron. Okay. Now watch this bad boy go to work. Okay. Now we've all been around wrought iron fences, right?
Yeah, sure.
So if you think that's going to keep the alligators out of your yard, you're incredibly wrong.
He's managed to get the bars open. That must be, that's probably an aluminum knockoff.
I don't know.
Wrought iron lookalike.
I don't. Tell yourself that if you want to feel comfortable. But look at that.
What's on the? Is there a dog or something on the other side?
I don't know. But
it's actually the White House on the other side of that fence.
Yeah, because it does look like the fence in front of How funny would that be?
Yeah.
The Secret Service guys run the other way. Hey, look, I didn't sign up for this.
This breaking report, President Biden was eaten by an alligator in the Rose Garden this afternoon.
That wouldn't be the first cold-blooded thing to go into the White House. Who's he talking about? America doesn't know!
Hey! Once again, Josh Arnold.
Shut up! Vague political commentary.
Who's he talking about?
You know what, President? I hated the white male.
Yeah.
Who's he talking about?
I think you got 45 to pick, buddy.
Let's see now.
Anyway, I thought that was amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah, that's scary.
And I don't think they make bargain basement wrought iron, do they? I mean, it's just that, I don't know.
Yeah, that's not real wrought iron. That's some phony lookalike.
Lin-Manuel Miranda taught us, rot is rot is rot.
What? I don't even get that, and I've seen that play three times.
Yeah, love is love is love. It was his award speech.
Shut up! God. Thank
you're
you.
Right, me. You're right.
You're right, me.
This button is great, man.
Now, I've got this letter. You keep talking about lunar time and Zulu time.
You sure do.
I think it's fascinating. I'm the only one here that has any love for this thing celestial.
Oh, that's
well, we like space.
True.
Once again, look
space.
To the west. You've got some cool planetary stuff going on.
It was the planet kiss it's last over. Night. It's over. Yeah.
They're talking about lunar time, that some organization wants to have a time zone on the moon. And then many military folks have said, no, there's already Zulu time. Just use that. Now, this is a fine letter here from Jason. It says, you're forgetting about it's chili time and it's spaghetti time, and for Ace, it's pizza time. This is the month. Ace is eating nothing but pizza. What was this morning's pizza, Ace?
Oh, for God's sake.
Shut up!
Something non-pizza-like.
It's healthy choice, turkey pepperoni.
Oh, that's healthy choice, that's turkey pepperoni. Very,
now,
very
what
good.
What do they make turkey pepperoni out of?
Chicken.
Wow. Got a lot going on there. Is that sports?
No. I want to say that on this date in 1962, Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points. And the closest we've gotten since is Kobe scored 81.
Wow.
So there you go.
And Wilt did it pre-three-pointer.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah, but Wilt couldn't shoot a free throw, let alone a three-pointer. But yeah, it's a lot of dunking.
Yeah. Is Kobe still going for the record?
The Big Dipper.
Oh, okay.
Shut up! Do you have the Josh Arnold Angers the World audio?
Oh, I do. Josh Arnold Angers the World.
Thank you very much. You happy now?
Have you seen these pictures?
To your left, you'll see a canyon.
Could we do anything to...
And that's sports.
That's sports.
Two players got 71 points this year.
Dame, look. Be a good sport, Christy.
German ice cream parlor is not serving, what was it, sauerkraut ice cream? But it is serving cricket-flavored scoops with dried brown crickets on top.
Sick.
The unusual concoction, available at Thomas Michelino's store in southern Germany's town of Rottenburg.
Hey, we barely sell anything. that doesn't sound like he's German.
No, it doesn't.
No. Is he from the German part of Italy?
That's right. Mr. Michelino has a habit of creating flavors that are far outside Germans' typical preferences for strawberry, chocolate, banana, and vanilla ice cream. In the past, he's offered liver sausage and gorgonzola cheese ice cream, as well as gold-plated ice cream.
I remember that one. It'd be much better if you gave it one of those cool, like, Ben and Jerry's names.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to have a ridiculous flavor, chunky chirp-chirp cricket or... lick it, cricket crunch or something.
Good word.
Not just cricket ice cream.
Chunky chirp chirp cricket.
Jiminy lick it.
There you go. Boy. Jiminy, that's good. Jiminy mint chip. I'd have trouble eating that because if I could see the crickets.
Mm. Yeah, the dried ones on top, well, that would throw you, wouldn't it? Yeah.
With their little legs and everything.
Little sprinkles.
Remember we tried the power bars made of crickets?
Yes, they were awful.
They had that
really
that,
dry
that aftertaste of cat turds. Yeah, they. Yeah, I know that's the future of the world.
Yeah, really.
Glad I'll miss it.
Oh, jeez. You and me both, brother.
All food is now insect-based. Really? Ever try a steak? Ever have a juicy ribeye? Mm-hmm. Nice piece of salmon.
I'm so glad Dad and Chick aren't here to see this. More grasshopper?
Oh, no. Have they ever done one of those eating contests and had insects as the food?
Probably.
Oh, gosh, oh, yes.
Yeah. They have?
Yeah.
With live bugs,
yeah, live
I would
bugs.
Imagine.
I mean, let's be honest. Shrimp are essentially bugs. You kidding
bugs
me?
Bugs of the sea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all bugs.
And now Josh Arnold angers America again.
Yeah, but see,
shrimp is essentially bugs. But Kobe's
not,
dead.
But you don't eat the... You're not eating the little leggies that are tickling your...
You don't eat the shrimp legs? Wow. That's where all the flavor is.
You don't have to.
Shrimp legs?
No, yeah.
Shrimp heads? You don't eat the shrimp heads? Fry them up?
No, I don't.
You know what?
And I've got I've got $100 says you don't eat.
I have just seen saying. It done though.
No, thank you.
Hey, go get you some shrimp head gumbo.
No, I'm not.
I've seen videos of a guy eating a Coke bottle, so you can eat anything. It doesn't mean either.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.